Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Next case is 11,965, James D. and Jennifer A. Sherlock, seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Linden Drive, approximately 568 feet east of Sycamore Drive, Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 22923 Linden Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 234, map 11.16, parcel 50. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking an 11.3-foot rear yard setback for a deck.
You have state your name and address for the record.
James Sherlock, 22923 Linden Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi. Good evening,
Hi.
Sir.
Well, how you guys doing?
Do we have any letters for or against?
No.
No.
Thank you.
The unique. It's my first time doing this, gentlemen, so please, and ladies, I apologize if I'm a little bit. My wife and I purchased the house 3 years ago. It has a deck on the back of it. It's an 8-foot-wide deck. The deck is in disrepair. Whoever did it, they actually attached the deck to the rim joist and carried it up with 4x4s. So what's happening is the water is leaking in the rim joist, so we want to get the thing off of the rim joist. We want to drop it down 14 inches so we can anchor onto the concrete. This way we can create where there's no water going physically into the basement, because it's a house that's 3 stories tall with the basement that's high. So it's something that we kind of walked into. The reason why we want to extend it out an additional 8 feet from the 8 feet that it is now is we're going to have to put in 2 steps, a landing, and an additional step, which is going to remove about 42 inches from the deck. So that's why we want to come out the way we want to. If you notice, I think you probably have the from the surveyor. Mm-hmm. And we have two boardwalks coming on either side of the property. I believe they're shown there.
If you want, I only have 2 copies of this. This okay. is what we envision.
You keep one, you can keep the other. How's that?
No, you can keep them both.
Okay.
We want to put 2 steps up. We want to put steps on one side and steps on the other side of the deck. That way we're able to get in and out a little bit easier. And you can tell by the drawing there's an outdoor shower on one side. I'm going to stick with what the gentleman just said from the previous. You see the pie shape. In Angola by the Bay, everything is pie shaped. That property is actually smaller. It's very difficult when the house was first set in there. The forward section is as close, I believe, as it can be. So the aft section of the property where the deck is now, that deck, I believe at one time when they built the house, I'm not sure, but I believe that actually goes in. There was a variance at one time because it looks like it went over about a foot or two. That was on the original one that we had when we first moved into the house. So what we want to do is we want to be able to take it back to that area there, just a little bit more, another 8 feet. I hope I'm explaining it correctly. I apologize if I don't. As far as not being able to be developed on item number 2, you can't develop beyond there because what we have is we have a common area, then we go right to the road, Angola Road, and then there's going to be the new development on the other side. Another reason for dropping the deck down, we have Leyland Cypress that we've planted. This way, when the new development does occur on across the street, we're able to be a little bit lower. We don't have all the things going on over there. We didn't create the situation with the deck. The deck was there when we bought the house. So it wasn't anything that we had done. We're just trying to rectify a situation. They used 4x4s to support it. We're very concerned about how sturdy the deck is. They even buried them down. So we don't really know what's down there as far as a foundation. So we want to remove everything and put a significant foundation in there. As far as the neighborhood is concerned, as far as altering the central character of the neighborhood, ours is probably the nicest house in that cul-de-sac. It's going to actually make the neighborhood better. And when you look, if you go down Angola Road, you can see our house from Angola Road, or actually, we have an A-frame, and you can see it from the road. So having the larger deck and stepping it down will get a much better aesthetic. We actually have, a lot of people have to worry about curb appeal. We've got two curbs, the front and the back, right of our house is our curb appeal. The Homeowners Association, we already have the variance approved by them, so there's no issue with that. I guess that's it. Item number five.
Great.
We're not going to get any law. Personally, I didn't want a 16-foot deck. My wife wants a 16-foot deck. I would have gone with like a 14, 15, but she said she wanted to go as far as we possibly could. If it comes down to it, we have 8 feet. If you say you can take it out as far as 14 feet, I don't have an issue with that. 16 feet is what she wants, and quite frankly, every foot you go out, it costs a little bit more money. So you see where I'm at.
Yeah. Is your wife watching on the internet?
I sure as heck hope not. When I heard that, I'm thinking to myself, thank God she's not here tonight, I can speak. Because she'd be like, go for 18.
You're a brave man.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Might be one in trouble.
All right, let's see. We'll start, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions?
I don't. Okay. Not at this time.
Mrs. McGee?
So this isn't the minimum variance that you request, but it's what you would like.
Yes. Well, what my wife would like. Okay. And you cannot at this point even put, with the size of the foot, you can't even put a table and chairs out there. It really isn't. It's a long deck, but it's short. And that's what drives her nuts.
Okay.
Mr. Baird?
No questions.
Mr. Berman?
Yeah, you're doing away with the steps on the right-hand side?
No, we're going to have two sets of steps.
You're still going to have two sets of steps?
On the right-hand side, we're going to go up. On the left-hand side, if you saw the drawing, and that's one that I had made by someone at work, you're going to come down to a landing,
yeah.
And then it's going to attach to the other boardwalk where the outdoor shower is. So then that way you can get on the deck on either side.
Okay.
No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no other questions? Mr. Tripp?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, chair will call for a motion. Okay, gentlemen, if we're not ready to vote, should I recommend we defer action or table it to our next regular meeting? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee. That we table case number 11,965 until our next regular meeting, which will be on June the 19th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mrs. McGee?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,965 is tabled until our next regular meeting on June the 19th.